Concerns about misinformation have been a part of media for decades, but the 4 years of the Trump administration introduced us to phrases like fake news and alternative facts, and that appears to have ramped up just how many questionable websites there are, and even how many troublesome articles or ads appear on sites that may appear legitimate. A couple of years ago, Stephen Brill, founder of Court TV, among things, introduced NewsGuard. Using 9 criteria, it would essentially grade websites and how trustworthy they were. That has been followed by HealthGuard, which focuses on health-related information and sites. And this week, the related campaign called VaxFacts was started to specifically aim at COVID-19-related misinformation. Stephen Brill of NewsGuard is with me to talk about the latest developments. So, Stephen, what are your goals with HealthGuard, and how much more relevant is it in this period of the pandemic?
Well, HealthGuard is a subset of NewsGuard that targets any website that provides significant coverage of health-related issues. And these days, that's pretty much most mainstream news sites, but it's also the specialty sites like the CDC or MayoClinic.org. What stunned us when we started NewsGuard now more than 2 years ago is that we thought the majority of what we would label as red sites, you know, and as you know, we use 9 criteria and publish a nutrition label for each of them. We thought that most of those would be related to politics. And it turns out the larger group is related to healthcare hoaxes. And once you start to think about it, you realize why, because there's a lot of money in it. You know, there are literally networks of sites that advertise apricot pits, packages of apricot pits. And their news is, guess what? Apricot pits will cure cancer. Yeah. So even before COVID, we were deeply into healthcare related news and information. Then with COVID, that just accelerated exponentially.
Is this content a product of malicious misdirection, or in some cases, poor journalism, or something worse than that?
It's usually something worse than poor journalism. I mean, there are people who, I guess, sincerely, however misdirected they are, who sincerely believe, for example, that measles vaccines cause autism. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. would be one of those. He's clearly not in it for the money, but most of the hoax healthcare sites, there's an economic angle, and it's twofold. One is they sell, phony nutrition products or apricot pits or celluloid silver. The other is they get programmatic advertising that is tech-based, that goes after people based on their demographics and doesn't care what website it's on. So you can see ads for cancer hospitals on websites that say that apricot pits cure cancer. You can see ads from the biggest brand names you can imagine, the best brands you can imagine, that are appearing on anti-vax hoax sites, just the way, by the way, they appeared on Stop the Steal hoax sites prior to January 6th. That's a huge problem, programmatic advertising, but it's a problem that healthcare hoaxers are taking advantage of online.
There are more what people might even call mainstream sites that simply are not factual. And so we have, it seems that people are even more polarized than they were before. How much does that make it harder, not for what NewsGuard is trying to do, but for people actually paying attention to what NewsGuard's trying to do?
Well, it depends. I wrote the last book I wrote, I had a great stat in there, which was that something like 11 or 12% of the people in the United States still believed that Barack Obama was not born in the United States. And another 11 or 12% believe that 9/11 was an inside job by the Bush administration. You're going to have a tough time getting those people to care about the difference between legitimate news and fake news. It's in the middle where NewsGuard can work. And the way we work, our real business model isn't necessarily to get individuals to download our browser extension. It's to get companies like Microsoft, which has done so, to integrate our labels and ratings into their Edge browser. It's to get BT, the largest broadband provider in the United Kingdom, to integrate our labels and ratings. So with that, we may make progress, but part of what we do also is we have news literacy programs that we're spreading into schools all over the world and into public libraries. And that's a, you know, that's a big problem. We started NewsGuard and HealthGuard because the way we looked at it, it was as if you walked into a library, instead of books being arranged on shelves and you could pick up, you know, the book jacket and read something about who the author is, you know who the publisher is. And best of all, there's a librarian there who can guide you to, you know, reliable material or tell you that this is a conservative take on this issue. This is a liberal take. You should probably read both of them so you get a balanced view. Rather than have a librarian there, now imagine if you walked into a library and there were 3 trillion pieces of paper flying around in the air. You just grabbed one out of the air. You don't know who wrote it. You don't know who's financing it. You don't know what their backgrounds are. There's no librarian. That's the internet. That's your Facebook feed. That's your Twitter feed. That's your Google search. That's your Bing search. And that's what NewsGuard is meant to do, is to bring some sense of order and organization, you know, totally apolitical, but some sense of who's feeding you the news.
How often is it updated? How often does it need to be updated?
Constantly updated. The way we achieve scale, we have now covered in the countries where we operate, which is here, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, and we're in the process of expanding. We have read and written nutrition labels, and this is typically a job that involves a team of 4 or 5 people for each nutrition label, which is each website. We've rated the websites responsible for 95% of online engagement. And the way we achieve that scale is by rating the overall reliability of the website. So for example, NPR.org obviously gets a green, but if NPR makes a mistake today, we're not going to solve that problem because they're generally reliable. We will address the issue of whether, you know, they have a corrections policy that is transparent and candid, which NPR, you know, absolutely does. That's how we achieve scale, and that's how we get to where we want to go in terms of informing people. And we don't block anything. We don't believe in censorship. What we do believe in is giving people information that is objective and apolitical about their sources of information.
That is Stephen Brill, among many other things. He's the co-founder of NewsGuard, also the offshoot HealthGuard. Mr. Brill, thanks so much and good luck.
Well, you're welcome. Glad to be with you.